Hey, Mark, why the interest, the continual interest in horoscopes by individuals?
Well, I was hoping you'd sort of orient me in that way, because I wanted to start off by saying for tonight, the old astrology, the ancient astrology, so that we really get this thing for all the listeners, is as above, so below. And the ancient sage Hermes Trismegistus from Egypt brought that to us. And pretty much what astrologers work with is that whatever's happening in the heavens is reflected in truth on Earth and in humanity. And then Carl Jung, the great Swiss psychotherapist, did all this research in astrology. A lot of the psychologists will never talk about it because of their whole interest in astrology. They think it's a pseudoscience. He was into it to a phenomenal level. I have several books that he actually wrote, and he did all this research. And he's the one who said, whatever is born at a moment of time has the qualities of that moment of time, which means that whether it's a person, whether it's a president taking office, whether somebody's starting their own business, if you do an astrological chart, what's really happening, you're bringing the planetary positions, the whole solar system, into the heart, soul, mind, energy field on Earth, in your place, when you're starting that, you're giving birth to it.
Is it a pseudoscience?
No, absolutely
not. None.
It's funny, because I've done this for 35 years, and it's always laughable, and it's not just me. Other professional astrologers see this all the time. We work so hard, all the professional astrologers, so many people I know and that I don't know, all around the planet. What happens is we have the most incredible software. We have these great programs now. You do research, for instance, if we talk on Pat Tillman or the United States, whatever the subject is, and we can find things and pinpoint, not necessarily to tell people what is going to happen, but we can analyze and we can understand in a very meticulous manner. So it's a science, it's an art, it's a language. It's very unique. And you basically call it the science of everything else. So astrology is able to take anything, medicine, law, or almost answer any question that people will put to you. And then you can draw up a chart, use the planetary patterns, which have definite energies, and the zodiacal signs, which have particular qualities to them.
Sure.
And you can analyze that.
Yet it does base itself on science of planets, science of constellations. So, there is that tie-in.
Oh, absolutely. But this is the biggest thing. If somebody is not into the lingo or they don't get the astrologies, and you and I have shared a little bit back and forth over the last 2 years about this, because it is very hard to get unless you start reading books or you go to courses and so on. But the bottom line is this. The planets are not fundamentally out there making things happen to human beings. And this is the big thing in the ancient times. It was kind of scary because people didn't understand how astrology worked. So they thought if they fell down a flight of stairs, for instance, and they went to an astrologer, the astrologer would say, Saturn made you fall down a flight of stairs, because Saturn ruled over the bones in medical astrology. It rules over falling down, whether that's psychological or emotional or physical. The reality is we understand now, and this is why Carl Jung's understanding was so important, and my main mentor, Dane Rudjor, who brought about a kind of coalescence of psychology and astrology, is that astrology lives inside of us. It's in our hearts. It's in our minds. It's basically a science of energy fields and energy patterns. It's unfortunate that the planets are, in other words, we have a Mars principle, we have a Jupiter principle, we have a solar principle, and there's the confusion because people keep trying to look at the sky and say, okay, how is it that Jupiter could actually affect me? How could Saturn affect me?
Right, which are good questions.
And they're not. And what's happening is that when you're born, okay, if we looked at your chart, let's say, which we're not going to do, but let's say we looked at your chart, the astrologer sitting next to you, he or she would say, okay, this is implanted as a seed of what your potentiality is during this lifetime at the exact minute, time, place of your birth. We would look at Venus, Mars.
Now, is that the same for everybody born on that day in that year, maybe at that time?
In other words,
if there are 100 of me, 100 birthdays like mine.
You know how many children are born in the world? I've investigated this. On average, over 200,000 babies a day. So, in other words, there are 200,000 plus George Norris around who were all born.
That's
on
good. Hey, one is bad enough, Mark.
but the point is that, let me put it this way. If another child is born in, St. Louis, wherever you were born, on that day
I was born in Detroit.
Okay, sorry. I remember you were...
But I live in St. Louis.
Now. Right, exactly. Okay, so let's say in Detroit there. Somebody's born within an hour of you, another baby. They would have the same potentiality based on the astrology, but here's what's different. The two main things. They're not living, the other child's not living in your family with your parents' background, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, how they raise you, the school that you're going to, the teachers you're going to have, and if you accept reincarnation, who you are as a soul. And so that's why, and again, it's another illusion. People would say, well, this is why astrology doesn't make any sense. You know, you have all these kids born the same day. They should all be living the same lives because they have the same chart. No, you have to add on environment and things like the soul, karma, and past lives.
Intuitive psychic Joseph Jacobs pops on every once in a while. Psychic, and he talks a lot about the Mercury's in retrograde and
right.
this and that. And I say, Joseph, what are you talking about? What does that mean? Why does it affect people?
Well, there's two things about things like retrogrades. These are very common. The problem is that Mercury is the planet that does it most often. It will do it three times a year. It will do it for 3 weeks at a time. In the astrology community, and from astrologers who talk to clients outside the astrology community, a whole fear has grown up about this particular issue. Part of it is what you just said. People get confused. They hear a word like retrograde, and that already sounds bad as a meaning of a word. Nobody wants to hear the word retrograde because it sounds like you're going backwards. The planet is going in reverse in the zodiac, but it doesn't mean that everything has to be a tailspin. The way astrologers in the past have often talked about it is like if you sign a contract, it's going to be a mistake. You're not going to know what you're doing. Don't send out any letters. There's a lot of fear. In Welcome to Planet Earth, which was actually our magazine which went out for 20 years, I wrote a series of articles, The Truth About Mercury Retrograde. For instance, the United States, our country, July 4th, 1776, Mercury's retrograde. Well, the country hasn't fallen apart completely. I mean, we do have a lot of problems periodically, depending on the government and what's going on, but the country is still a very powerful country. The New York Times, which people still consider the preeminent newspaper in the United States, also came into being with Mercury retrograde. And Mercury has a lot to do with the word, language, information, if not the whole press. And that was coming into existence in 1851 with a Mercury retrograde. So Mercury retrograde is not necessarily bad.
All right, let's get into some specifics, Mark, on some things, events, and individuals. The tragedy in Minneapolis, the collapse of this bridge. Yet you say that events and struck things can also have charts.
Anything, remember I said before, in a way, as Carl Jung would say, whatever or whoever, it doesn't really matter. It could be a thing, it could be an event, it could be a person, an experience. You can chart anything. So when that happened, and I happened to be watching TV, it was about 6.05 p.m. Minneapolis time yesterday, immediately went to the computers. I was stunned by what I saw because, again, you don't know something's going to happen. Then when the event happens, you turn on your computer, you put on the chart. Sometimes you'll see something astounding. That's what this was, and I put it on the website where the outermost planet, Pluto, was almost exactly on the eastern horizon. That is a planet of extremes and terrorism. Now, it can be terrorism from things like 911 or nuclear kinds of things, but it's also personal terrorism if that planet happens to cross the horizon in that locality. And that, George, can only happen for 4 minutes of time during 24 hours. Wherever you're living, if Pluto is going to ignite something on an extreme level by crossing the horizon, there's only 4 minutes of time it can do it.